This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday, everyone. Today is Tune In Tuesday. I don't want to say that I have a favorite day of the week when it comes to our Yoga Girl Daily topics, but I am quite partial to Tuesdays and Tune In Tuesdays. This practice of self-reflection, of taking a moment to tune in to myself, to see how I'm feeling, maybe finding a topic to inquire on and then doing a sharing on that topic, it's literally my favorite practice. It's my favorite self-care practice, something that's so important to me in my life. And I feel so happy that I get to share it with you. Today for Tune In Tuesday, we're going to talk a little bit about fear. Fear is one of those things that for some of us, just hearing the word fear makes us a little bit, doesn't make us feel very good. Some of us feel like, you know, fears are meant to be conquered and overcome, and we feel strong around the idea of fear. But fear is something that, one, is totally natural. We all feel fear and experience fears in different ways in our lives. However, it's one of those things that if we're not conscious with how fear is playing out in our lives and we don't actually know where it comes from or where it applies and appears in our lives, it could be something that actually takes over and inhibits us from living the kind of life that we actually want and deserve. So I want to take a moment just to connect to the breath, to the body, so that we can move a little bit deeper into this topic and maybe figure out where and if in our lives fear might be holding us back. So let's go ahead and close the eyes. Take a moment to place the palms of your hands to your heart so you can really tune into that emotional center where we feel so much. Let's take a really full breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And the topic for today is this: if I wasn't fearful, I would. If I wasn't fearful, I would. And take a moment to just to feel in that space beneath your hands, right at the center of the heart. How is that sentence resonating in your body right now? If I wasn't fearful, I would. In which way is fear playing out in your life? In which way is fear holding you back? So imagining and envisioning a life where you felt absolutely no fear whatsoever. Fear didn't hold you back at all. That thing that you worry about or feel anxious about, if it wasn't a problem, if it wasn't the case, what would your life look like? If I wasn't fearful, I would. And you can see how far or how deep you want to move with that. Perhaps there is a really deep, serious answer to that question. If I wasn't fearful, I would leave a relationship or maybe let go of a friend. Or if I wasn't fearful, I would quit my job. If I wasn't fearful, I would travel the world. If I wasn't fearful, I would, you know, try something different, get out of my comfort zone, go for that dream that I always wanted to manifest. If I wasn't fearful, I would. Perhaps there's a different layer to that question as well. If I wasn't fearful, I would never wear makeup. If I wasn't fearful, I would stop shaving my legs. If I wasn't fearful, I would get off of social media. If I wasn't fearful, I would speak my mind. If I wasn't fearful, I would. And take a moment just to feel into that and finding your own answer inside of your own heart. How is fear holding you back? Fear can be that little whisper of a voice in the back of your head telling you that you can't, that it's too big, too scary, not for you. Well, what if that voice wasn't there? What would your life look like? What would you do? What would you grasp? What would you create? What would you go for? If I wasn't fearful, I would. For me, I tend to come back to similar answers every time I do this practice. But if I wasn't fearful, I would be a way more laid-back mom. A lot of my fears are centered around my daughter and her well-being, and I think I spent a lot of time focused on that fear of what would happen if she wasn't okay. And if I didn't lead with that fear all the time, I think I would be more relaxed in this role of motherhood. I think motherhood would feel a little bit lighter if there was no fear there. So taking a really deep breath in and out. Answering that question for yourself. If I wasn't fearful, I would. You can go ahead and open the eyes. And then how you answer this question is totally up to you. I really recommend finding a friend to share with on this topic. You can also journal on this topic. If I wasn't fearful, I would. Just start writing and see what comes. Sharing with someone that you have in your life is a really great way to get to a deeper layer of truth when it comes to answering this question. Perhaps you want to share it with someone, maybe with social media, someone that you know, someone that you trust. You choose. Totally up to you. Once we identify that fear and can actually envision what our life would be like without it, we start opening all of these beautiful doors to perhaps acting in a different way, or perhaps looking that fear square in the eye and doing that thing that you want to do anyway. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm wishing you a fearless day ahead, and I'll see you tomorrow.